Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning in this week. I know he's saying what's going on with Paul's voice. Well, I got a virus bug thing and had to get a steroid shot for my voice. And there was a side effect. I turned into the Hulk and destroyed a building. But, you know, what are you going to do? I want to thank everybody in Cincinnati who came out to my shows this weekend at Go Bananas. I was really, really happy to see the place packed. Appreciate it. I'm going to be on the road right after the first of the year. I'm going to be in Iowa, Omaha, Edmonton, Connecticut. I'm all over the place. So go to my website, paulmercurio.com, and you can see where I'm going to be. Please follow me at Paul Mercurio. Send some links around. Tell your friends about the podcast. Hope you guys are having a good holiday season, and enjoy my guest. This is an actor that you've seen a lot. He's been in pretty much every film and TV show for the last 20 years, Luis Guzman, and he's a really, really great interview. Enjoy him, and we will see you next week. My guest this week, a terrific actor who you've seen, and if you haven't seen him, then you have been living under a rock. He's got over 110 films to his credit, 30 television shows. He's been in Carlito's Way, Traffic, Boogie Nights. Currently, he can be seen on Showtime, Shameless, and Epics, The Godfather of Harlem, and a new film out, a really terrific film, a very inspirational film called Hold On. It's Luis Guzman. Hey, man, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. And I was reading a little bit and about sort of how you got involved in this film, and it is a film that's sort of a faith-based film, and it's about a prodigy, a singing prodigy, who has family obligations that kind of are keeping her or getting in the way of her dream. But I read that you heard the music from the film and that inspired you to get involved. How did that come about, and why was it so inspirational for you?
Well, part of what happened was that my son was helped produce this movie, mm-hmm. and he told me this story. He told me this story about this young woman, Michaela, who I met, and I heard her sing, and I was absolutely blown away. And what even blew me away even more at that point was her story. And I just said, I would love to be a part of this. They got me involved. It was a very nurturing project. And again, I was proud to have the opportunity to come on board to support these young people and support this movie, because it's a beautiful message. It's an inspiration. You know, the movie deals with mental illness. It deals with homelessness. It deals with addiction, and again, you know, it's a story that we need to know about today, because of all the stuff that's going on in our own society with things like homelessness and mass shootings and the opiate crisis. So, you know, this movie lends itself to all of that. So, again, for me, it gave me a wonderful opportunity to be a proud part of this project.
Yeah, that's great. I mean, you really hit it on the head about how a movie like this is needed. And given, you know, Hollywood tends to sort of focus on the big budget stuff, was it difficult to get this made and get this financed and get it on the screen?
Well, lucky for us, but the financing was there.
Mm.
And, you know, and the script was there. So in all that sense, like I said, it all worked out, because it had all the necessary parts to make the movie. And we had a great cast of people, and we had a real commitment, you know, mm-hmm. and we had a really good story. So, you know, when you have all those elements flowing, you know, you're going to come up with a good project. You know, the problem is, the problem in Hollywood is, you know, you get like a little movie like this and just trying to get some of these studios and distribution people to pay attention to it. That's the biggest struggle.
Right.
But, you know, these young people, they hung in there, you know, they got this movie out, they got it seen, and Again, I'm really proud of them, you know, for just being able to hang in there and getting this movie out to the public. But again, it's an important story.
Yeah, well, it's funny because the effort to get the movie made is sort of in line and parallel with what the main character is going through to get her, you know, because she's hitting hurdles because they want her to look a certain way and be a certain way. She's got a beautiful voice, but they're saying that's not enough. So it almost seems in an odd way, there's this sort of interesting parallel of fighting through to get to see your vision and get the movie sold is similar to what the character's going through.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the fight of the underdog.
Right.
You know, and this is an underdog type of film, but it's a film that has a huge, incredible heart to it. And again, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just like really proud to have had the opportunity to be a part of it and to be a nurturing part of it. Because, you know, all of these young people, again, they really put their heart and soul into making this movie. And now we are out here just trying to get the public to see it. At the end of the day, it really does work.
Yeah. Well, you know, you talk about nurturing the young actors in this. And is there anything that you take from your early days in acting, you know, either mistakes you made or things you didn't understand that you're sort of bringing to them so that they don't, you know, make the same mistake or you know, approach things a little differently than you did?
Well, you know, you kind of got to be a role model to it all. And you know, just showing these young people that you really do care goes a long way, you know, because again, you know, it's a little movie with an incredible heart.
Mm.
And so when you're able to be a part of such a movie and stuff like that, it's such an important thing because, you know, you want to show people that you care.
Right.
And I wanted to show these young people, you know, and they wrote the script. Listen, this is the first time writer, director, lead male, first time female who wrote the music, arranged the music, and the first time for my son producing a movie, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, again, I call it underdog.
Mm.
And but again, this movie has such an incredible heart, and I think it's like I said, for what's going on nowadays, it's an important movie. So
yeah, so again, you
and I'm happy to have been a part of it.
Yeah, so you play a pastor in it, and you know, I know you did some research for that role. I mean, did you discover anything in your research for being a pastor that surprised you about being a pastor?
Well, I just wanted the opportunity to be able to inspire people.
Yeah.
You know, listen, I used to be I was a social worker before I became an actor. And that was part of my job, you know, to help lift people and the young people and their self-esteem and but also to show them that, yo, somebody cares about you.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, and at the end of the day, for me, it worked out. And I applied all my things to being a social worker into the story, and it was great.
It's great. So, well, it's a terrific movie and a great message. And the movie's called Hold On. It's currently in theaters. You can also see Luis on Showtime and Shameless and Epics, The Godfather of Harlem. And man, you got to take a vacation. You're working too hard. What are you doing? Relax. Go have a drink.
I'm working on that.
All right, man. Well, thanks for being on the show and best of luck.
Thank you, sir. Happy holiday to you and to your listeners.
All right. There you go. Cool guy. Really hard to get a film made these days, so I really admire what he did. Again, go to paulmercurio.com. I got a whole bunch of tour dates coming up after January 1st, and I'm in New York City this week and next week doing shows. And please follow me on Twitter and InstaFace and all that stuff at Paul Mercurio. And thanks for checking out the show, everybody.